Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Top story now, and first there were claims that President Trump and his advisors offered Mayor Adams and Republican Curtis Sliwa jobs in the administration to quit the mayor's race, clearing the way for Andrew Cuomo to run solo against Orrin Mamdani. Well, did you hear the latest? Now, Mayor Adams and former Governor Cuomo clapping back at Curtis Sliwa for claims he allegedly made that folks working with Cuomo offered him and Adams some big-time bucks to drop out of the race. Get all that? Cuomo offered one word for it, malarkey. And so we begin. Marla Diamond leading the broadcast on this Thursday.
Mayor Adams said no one has offered him money to leave the race and called Curtis Sliwa a liar.
If he were to be mayor, I could only imagine what Gracie Mansion would look like with all of those litter boxes all over the place.
In an interview with Bloomberg TV, Andrew Cuomo also denied Sliwa's claim.
You have to take Sliwa with a grain of salt, right? He is a known con man. He's lied about being victims of crime before.
For his part, Orrin Mamdani said of Andrew Cuomo, Eric Adams, and Curtis Sliwa, he trusts Sliwa the most. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Did he say litter boxes? This is getting ugly. The battle for Gracie Mansion continues. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to need some more popcorn. Well, Diddy's back in court today at a hearing which could help a judge decide how long he'll have to stay in jail or be sent up the river. But more than that, they're trying to get the judge to drop the charges he'll be sentenced on.
He was not dressed in his usual civilian clothes courtroom outfit, V-neck sweater, collared shirt, and casual pants. Instead, Sean Diddy Combs arrived for the hearing in prison-issue khakis, but he smiled widely, greeting rows of family members and friends. During the proceeding, a week before his scheduled sentencing, Diddy's lawyers argued to overturn the prostitution convictions, describing Diddy's actions during the freak-offs as commercial voyeurism, as he watched or recorded but did not participate. But prosecutors say Combs paid to have escorts cross state lines to have sex with his girlfriends. At the end of the hearing, Diddy spoke across the aisle to his supporters, telling them, "Stay strong, I'm proud of all of you, and it's up to the grace of God." Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, late yesterday, you know, we told you about that horrible story in Midtown where a German couple were struck by a guy driving a Toyota Sienna. It left a woman dead and her husband, comforted by an eyewitness who spoke with 1010 Winds, critically injured. Well, today is court day for that driver, 40-year-old Mohammed Abu Zaid up in the Bronx. He's from the Bronx, I should say. Charged with leaving the scene of an incident causing death and failure to yield to a pedestrian or cyclist. The crash happened about 3 yesterday at 40th Street and 5th Avenue. The 50-year-old woman died at the scene 5 feet from her husband, who remains hospitalized today. Police say the driver apparently hit reverse and backed into a box truck and allegedly sandwiched the couple between his van and the truck and then sped away. The married couple crossing the street at the time, the van driver was stopped by police a short time later. The Department of Investigation reports as local investigators violated New York sanctuary city laws by allegedly giving information about 2 persons in custody to ICE. DOI Commissioner Jocelyn Strauber says DOC officers were assigned to a joint federal task force and provided ICE agents some assistance with the arrest of a person in DOC custody, a couple of people. City laws don't allow city resources now to be used for helping out ICE. She says the local agents may have done so unknowingly.
Given the environment we're in and the existence of the sanctuary city laws, it is more important than ever that when folks are working together, local officials and federal officials, the local officials really understand what it is they're being asked to do.
The DOC has made recommendations, including more in-person training and updated guidance on how this is supposed to work to prevent this kind of thing from happening again. Looking at the governor's race in New Jersey now, it looks like Mikey Sherrill and Jack Cittarelli are tied at 43%. That's according to the latest Emerson College poll. It's the first mainstream poll to put the head-to-head race in a dead heat, and the first time Sherrill wasn't actually leading, either in the Democratic primary or the general election. Spencer Kimball with Emerson College Poland says voters under 40 tend to break for Sherrill by large margins, 58% to 24%. But he says Cittarelli flipped the script among voters over 50, leading Sherrill 52 to 36%. And they ended up with 43, even Stephen. Kimball says there is a gender divide, too. Despite the data showing a dead heat, though, President Trump was on Truth Social today saying, quote, "Wow, a just-out poll has Jack Cittarelli essentially beating close to incompetent Mike Sherrill in the race for governor of New Jersey." Police need your help tracking down a crook who injured a 99-year-old man during a violent robbery in Manhattan Monday morning. Investigators say the victim, his name is Jose Antonio Tour, is a landlord. This is at a building on West 187th Street up near Audubon Avenue in Hudson Heights. So he was standing at the building's entrance gate about 10 o'clock when the suspect pushed his way in and put the business end of a gun to his neck. The thief then forced her into his office where he stole around $20,000, police say, in cash before he ran off. Tur was taken to the hospital with broken fingers and a cut on his hand. His grandson tells the Daily News he also suffered a small stroke. Oh, man, this is from the trauma of the robbery. We have surveillance video and pictures of this suspect on our website. Please go and check this out. It's on our social media, too, and the website at 1010wins.com. Got to catch that guy. Well, with the UN General Assembly in town, many businesses have been having a hard time serving their customers now. People can't get to it, they say. But one restaurant near Times Square isn't complaining.
From shoe stores to delis to dry cleaners, if you're in the frozen zone near the UN this week, it's been a struggle. Customers really can't get to you with all the security. Now, a PS Kitchen off of Times Square is not just the geographical location that is helping them. They've had a big week.
Sometimes branded UN Climate Week by some environmental folks, and us being a vegetarian, vegan place and kosher, we draw a lot of extra people that are actually at the meetings. We do get people that come, you know, just those few blocks across to the west side of Times Square and make a really busy week for us.
General Manager Jeff Lapadula, for example, saying that most Mondays they would have two or three lunch reservations. This past Monday, they had nearly 30. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, West 48th Street.
Suffolk County has reached a settlement now with the mother of 8-year-old Thomas Valva. He's a little boy who died of hypothermia after being forced to sleep in a garage during the dead of winter back in 2020. You remember the story. His father, Michael, and his fiance were both convicted of second-degree murder. Valva's mother, Justina, sued the county, the school district, and others for failing to take Thomas away from his father. She had been going through a divorce at the time. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed. She had originally asked for $200 million when the suit was first filed 5 years ago. Earlier this year, her attorney said they would settle for $10 million. New York City Council to the NYPD. What gives, guys? There's concern tonight that the cops are using NYCHA cameras to expand their surveillance. They say it involves the improper use of a broadband account.
It's a fight over cameras rolling in public housing complexes across the city. The city council is preparing for a hearing to discuss NYPD's access to NYCHA surveillance cameras. Some residents say they think it could help police fight crime.
The more presence of cameras and police officers, that'd be awesome. I'm a longtime New Yorker, you know, so I understand exactly how it is to walk outside or and just hear gunshots going off.
We would feel more secure, absolutely.
A letter from council member Jennifer Gutierrez and other colleagues accused city agencies of quietly linking the cameras to the Big Apple City Connect program. The city council claims the public was never told and residents didn't consent to this. The upcoming hearing is September 30th. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.